Carol O'Forey. By the Skibenga?
Anonymous wrote to us from Reservoir Hills. Anonymous says, my son is turning one next month and I've made the decision that I don't want to throw or pay for a big first birthday party. I have two older children from a previous relationship, so I know just how expensive these birthday parties can get. In my opinion, a one-year-old isn't going to remember the party anyway, and I'd rather save the money for something that will really benefit him in the future. The problem is, this is my wife's first child, and he's also her family's first grandchild. They're all incredibly excited and feel the first birthday milestone is one the child deserves a proper celebration. Since I said no, everyone's upset with me, and it's created a lot of tension at home. Am I being a skibenga for refusing to pay for my son's first birthday party, B?
Sure, where? You know what? I'm going to side with him on this one because at the end of the day, when you're one, you're not going to remember how your birthday went.
I don't remember mine, but I can tell you the whole of my Mafikeng remembers mine.
Bro.
Apparently, people were jamming. They jammed to the early hours of the morning. There was a disco party afterwards. I was crying because I didn't want to stand on my cake. Why they were making me stand on my cake? Listen, it was trauma.
We are born again.
Yeah.
So they were just using you as an excuse for their own party.
Yes, for the turn up of the century. Apparently it was a party of a party. Okay. Literally.
You're a legend, Carol. What Listen. Can I say? But
yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I would rather use that money and get my baby like gifts, like exciting toys, you know, something like that. And then just do like a lunch with the family. It ain't got to be a big thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So I get where he's coming from. It's not a skipping in my eyes.
I hear you. I'm going to be on the other side of the fence and say skibenga.
How?
The whole family, this is the first grandchild. They also want to go in and spoil the child and enjoy the celebration, take photos of them making the child stand on the cake.
Listen, I don't know why they made me stand on the cake, but they made me stand on the cake.
Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let them enjoy. It's the first grandchild. He's been through this. This will be his third child, right? So let them have their first experience.
You know,
and let the family enjoy. No?
My thing is, if they want that big party, Nabo, they must contribute to it.
Tamia, how are you?
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Fantastic. Are you ready for 7 August at the Durban ICC to sing your heart out for us?
Hey, if it was me for real on the stage, definitely.
I'm sure you get that all the time, Tamia and Dundee.
All the time.
Nah, you must just charge people then, Dundee, and tell them Tamia's
No, I think I need to hire the hall and just say Tamia's there and everybody must come.
Yes, yes, I love it for you. Okay, I know you are weighing in on this side. Which side of the fence are you saying? Is Daddy a skibenga or not?
No, he's not. I had a big birthday bash for my daughter. She doesn't even remember who came. So she just turned 8 yesterday, and we had a party for her over the weekend with her friends, and she chose who she wants to be there. So she enjoyed herself, they enjoyed themselves, she remembered it. Unlike when they're 1 year old, they don't remember it, it's just a waste.
So what do you think about the concept of a one-year celebration is more about the family than it is about the child? So it's a family saying, we're celebrating the 1 year of this little Baba, and as a family, we just want to get together and say yay, 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 and have a good time. What about that aspect?
I think also as her, as a first-time parent, you know, when you're a first-time parent, you just want to spoil this child with everything that you got. And then you forget about the concept that, hey, tomorrow's another day.
And it is another day.
Yeah, things are expensive now. So we'd rather keep that money and probably buy them a hoverboard than instead of hosting a big party, everybody's drinking, partying, and hey, this child is sleeping there.
Yeah, it's true, eh? The child is sleeping, no one's changing the nappy because they are dancing.
Yes. Definitely.
I hear you, Tamia. Thank you so much, yeah?
Thank you, Carol. Have an awesome day.
Have a good one. Cheers. That's Tamia out in Dundee. Kieran in Phoenix, how are you? Oh, Kieran.
How's it, Carol? Hi. Sorry, I'm just trying to get into my parking.
No problem. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. You seem to think that Anonymous is a big-time skibenga.
Yeah, look, it's not about the funds, because clearly he says he rather use that funds for something else. It's a celebration. Because he's bored of it, doesn't mean he should not celebrate in life. For this family, it's about the first child and the continuation of their legacy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he's doing a big-time Skabenga. You can do it. Doesn't mean because you bought a fit, no one else should celebrate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it.
I love that. I love that, Kieran. So you're saying Anonymous is a Skabenga. Let the child have the party.
Of course. I mean, when she grows up as well and she looks through the photos, yeah, she might not remember it. I mean, I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Mm.
But when she looks at the photo, she'll know that she was loved and she was celebrated. I mean, that's such a positive thing for any child. I know I have two boys that are now going to be 21 and 18.
Wow.
And they love looking at the pictures and saying, oh, wow, we had such a great party.
No, it's
even
so
though
true.
They cannot remember it. But yeah. The memories are there and they know that they were celebrated and they loved.
Look,
and that's all you can give a child.
I totally agree with you. You know, now that you're talking about the memories and the pictures, I mean, if my mom and dad didn't have the biggest birthday party
100%.
For my first birthday party, I wouldn't have seen these photos where people were having silk button down shirts with chest hairs popping out, bell button pants. I was in this glorious princess dress and I was being asked to stand on a cake. I don't know why they were making me I need to understand the standing on the cake thing. And then the party apparently.
What cake was it, Carol?
It was like a princess cake. It was like a little. It was a doll. You know, back in the day, the cakes had to have a doll.
Yeah. Just, with the toilet roll in the bottom, pushing
yes.
out the entire floor.
And I was dressed like the cake. So it was all the pictures, and it's so. What you're saying has just hit a nerve that it's the memories that really matter above everything else, right?
100. And it makes you feel so loved and realized. I mean, as a family, you go through a lot. There's a lot of positives, a lot of negatives.
Yeah.
And especially in a downtime when you look at it and say, you know, we actually did have a very happy life. I was loved.
I was loved.
And that's literally all you can give your kid. I was loved by my parents. Look at the celebration that they've given my life. So I think he's a big-time Skabenga coming back to a point. I mean, we can hop on about it. But he's a big-time Skabenga. He has the funds because he says clearly, I'd rather use the money for something else. So it's not about finances, clearly. It's about, I'm bored of this. I think we can use the money to do something better.
I love it.
I don't see anything better than celebrating someone's life. Someone's continuation of a legacy.
Yes.
I mean, that's all we all for our future legacies of our name.
Hello there, Carol, the beautiful daytime queen. I have to weigh in on this one and say, huge, huge, huge Skabenga. You can't go and say no first birthday. Come on, it's the little one's very, very first birthday.
Carol, I think he's just dramatic. I mean, if he's done it for the other two kids, why can't he do it for his third child? The third child also needs to have his first birthday to remember that it's special.
Morning, Calipari. Jimmy from Newcastle here. Yeah, he's a Skabenga, man. He is a Skabenga. Man, that's just mean, isn't it? Just mean. First child, first grandchild. Come on, man.
Hi, Carol. Kerry here from the Crest. It's a half and half, yeah. So, I know. I also can kick myself after spending so much money on birthday parties that the kids don't even remember. It's more for the adults and the family. So I got a suggestion. Why doesn't he say, okay, I'll pay half of the cost and the rest of the family can contribute the other half. Then at least he's bringing his part. Yeah, I think it's a waste of money. But then again, being a mom, I completely understand how important it is to celebrate our baby's birthday.
Hey, Carol, I completely agree with that. If you want a big party, you pay for it. That's it. I remember my daughter being also the first granddaughter born in the family. She was also born in 26 weeks, so she was a prem baby. And my parents gave her the biggest first birthday party. My child doesn't remember a single thing.
Of course they don't remember. Okay, Judge, verdict please.
As Judge Sondo, I find the defendant guilty. My friend, you are the Skabenga.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.